Welcome, today we're heading to Croatia's Dalmatian coast, pairing historic Zadar with the wide-open calm of Dugia Otok. It is a long weekend built on contrast, lively stone streets, and a waterfront sunset, then an island day where the horizon seems to do most of the talking. This is not a trip to race through. Think of Zadar as your practical coastal base, and Dugia Otok as the reason to leave space in the plan. Zadar's old town sits on a peninsula, and its atmosphere arrives through small details. Pale stone underfoot, shuttered facades, church towers, sea air moving along the promenade. Roman remains and medieval layers are part of the everyday streetscape rather than a separate museum district. My first advice is simple. Walk without trying to collect everything. Let the lanes pull you toward a square, a church doorway, or a glimpse of water at the end of a street. The waterfront is where Zadar becomes especially memorable. By late afternoon, people naturally drift toward the sea wall. Families, swimmers, walkers, and travelers all seem to settle into the same gentle ritual of looking west. There is an easy temptation to treat sunset as an appointment. Resist that a little. Arrive early, sit down, notice the changing light, and allow the evening to unfold around you. Two contemporary works shape that waterfront experience. The sea organ uses waves and air moving through pipes beneath the steps to create shifting tones. It is never quite the same twice, because the sea is doing part of the composition. Nearby, Greeting to the Sun is a circular light installation set into the pavement. It is worth seeing after dark, but the real pleasure is the whole sequence. Daylight fading, the sea organ sounding softly, and the promenade becoming an evening gathering place. For a different scale, look toward Dugia Otok. Its name means Long Island, and that feels fitting. The island stretches out into a landscape of quieter roads, coves, rocky coast, pine-scented air, and broad views of the Adriatic. Dugia Otok is not one single attraction. Its appeal is the space between places. Beaches, coastal scenery, and protected natural landscapes reward a slower approach, especially when you accept that an island day may involve more travel than a map suggests. If a famous viewpoint or beach is on your list, enjoy it, but do not make the whole day depend on it. A quiet swim, a short walk, and a simple lunch can be just as defining. Here is a flexible framework for three parts of a long weekend. On arrival, keep Zadar easy, check in, walk the old town, and end at the waterfront. That first evening gives you orientation without turning travel day into a checklist. The next day is your island day. Check ferry arrangements before you commit to the route, and build in a real buffer. Weather, seasonal services, and connections can all shape the experience. Once on Dugia Otok, choose a theme rather than attempting the entire island. You might focus on a beach and nearby village, or coastal scenery and a walk. Pick fewer stops, then give each one enough time to breathe. A car can make the island more flexible, particularly if you want to cover longer distances, but it is not automatically necessary. Depending on your chosen area and confidence on the road, a bicycle or a walking-based plan may be more satisfying. For the final morning, return to Zadar's slower pleasures. Have coffee, revisit a street you pass too quickly, browse a market if it is open, or take a short coastal walk. Leaving one unplanned pocket of time is often the best part of the route. Food here works best when you follow the day rather than arrive with a rigid order in mind. Ask what is local and in season. A good small restaurant can guide you toward grilled fish, octopus dishes, seasonal vegetables, olive oil, and local cheese. Dalmatian cooking often lets a few ingredients do the work. Fish may arrive simply grilled. Vegetables can be modest but full of flavor. Olive oil is not an afterthought. It is part of the conversation on the table. For something casual, look for a pastry or a simple bakery stop during the day. Then save one evening for a meal without hurry. Family-run places can be especially rewarding, though the useful question remains the same everywhere. What is good today? And do not confuse slowing down with doing nothing. It means giving a meal, a swim, or a waterfront walk enough attention that it becomes part of the memory rather than merely a gap between sights. Late spring and early autumn are often appealing types of season for this pairing. The weather can feel pleasant, the light is beautiful, and the overall rhythm may be calmer than at the height of summer. Conditions and crowd levels do vary, of course. Summer has its own energy, especially in Zadar, but it asks for more patience with heat and busier spaces. In any season, bring sun protection, water, and something light for an evening breeze by the sea. Transport is the practical heart of this trip. Treat ferry details as essential planning, not a minor administrative task. Check the relevant arrangements in advance, arrive with buffer time, and avoid scheduling a tight onward connection after an island return. Before choosing a car, think honestly about your day. If you want several distant points on Dugia Otok, it may help. If you mainly want one shoreline, a swim, and a village lunch, keeping the plan smaller can reduce both cost and stress. The coast and islands feel generous, but they are not limitless. Treat beaches, trails, old town streets, and small harbors as shared places rather than scenery made only for visitors. Carry water with you, especially on an island day, and take every bit of rubbish away. Do not assume there will be a bin, shop, or easy refill point exactly when you need one. On marked trails and in protected areas, follow local access rules and stay where you are permitted to walk. The shortcut that seems harmless can damage vegetation or disturb a place others are working to protect. At beaches, keep the sound level considerate. A quiet cove is often quiet because people have chosen it for that reason. Let the waves provide most of the soundtrack. In villages, remember that everyday life continues beyond the visitor schedule. Park carefully, avoid blocking narrow lanes, dress appropriately away from the water, and greet people with the basic courtesy you would hope for at home. There is also a practical side to respect. Be patient when island services are limited. Fewer options are not necessarily a failure of the destination. They are part of the scale of life you came to experience. The most thoughtful travelers leave room for uncertainty. A changed plan because of wind or a missed connection is frustrating, yes, but it can also become an invitation to stay longer in Zadar, take another walk, and notice something you would otherwise have passed. The takeaway is simple. Let Zadar provide the history, seaside energy, and easy base. Let Dugi Atok provide the slower horizon. Plan the ferry carefully, choose fewer places, and leave room for weather and wonder. Thank you for listening. I hope your Croatian coast and island weekend feels unhurried, well-prepared, and respectful of the places that make it special. Safe travels and goodbye.